It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. It is an exciting time in the Motherlode because spring is in the air and the Motherlode Roundup is approaching, which is something we haven't been able to say over the past 2 years. We're pleased to have a panel of Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse members joining us in studio to get us up to speed on everything that's going to be taking place with the Roundup this year. We have Adi Archer, who is the General Chairman, Steve Zielinski, who is the Grand Marshal of 2020, and he's a member of the Rodeo Committee, and Dan Dernal, who is the Rodeo Chair. So thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, BJ.
Very good. And we'll have kind of an open round the table conversation this morning, but I'll start with Adi Archer as the General Chairman. It's nice to have the Roundup back this year, isn't it?
Yes. We're blessed to have it back after 2 years of not having it. People are really excited about it. It was pretty tough to have to cancel it. We got canceled on April 27th of 2020. We had to shut everything down. We had two great girls running for our queen contestants, whereas Grace Kelly and Rebecca Butler, and it was sad that they had to come to an end. You know, they were selling rodeo tickets. In fact, all the rodeo tickets they did sell are still honored at our rodeo this year because they did sell a couple hundred tickets. So we want to make sure people know that they're still honored. But shutting down a rodeo is pretty well harder than putting one on, I think. It was just with our major sponsors and the community sponsors. We're already, you know, putting money ahead for our rodeo. And it was kind of tough to stop it and then sit for 2 years. And now trying to remember all the little details of putting it back where we want it. And maybe then some a little extra, a little more exciting, do a few more things different. And just proud of our community, our county for stepping up because they really stepped up and helping us get this, you know, Motherlode Roundup back on the map and back in our community, and everybody's excited.
Absolutely. I'll go over to Steve Zielinski. One of the popular things around this time of year is Coyote Sam and his gang of misfits coming through town. It was this past Thursday in downtown Sonora. What can you tell us just a little about the history of Coyote Sam and that element of this event?
Well, it did happen last Thursday, and it has kind of a long history of shenanigans with Coyote Sam and his gang. I've been involved in that for probably the last 25 years. And this last Thursday, you know, we didn't have any horseback riding. I think some COVID got into the horses of the gang, and so everybody was on foot this year. But they did their usual shenanigans, and they walked around and took a few shots of whiskey and harassed their sponsors, which is what they do. And usually they, to the delight of the young kids that are usually there, they got pictures and things like that with them. So. It wasn't as full as we would like to have seen it this year. Coming back, we had to ace and cancel our event that we were going to do in Jamestown this year, but we did show up for the luncheon for the sponsors. So hopefully next year, and it looks like we are going to be hiding looks like Coyote Sam stole something this year that's going to be hidden, and you're going to have the treasure hunt again this year like we have in the past.
Always fun in the community. I'll go back over to Dan Dernal. Anything you'd like to add just about, you know, coming back after 2 years off?
Well, it's just a delight being able to get everything back on track this year. One quick thing I will say is all of our personnel that we deal with, our contractors, specialty acts, and contract personnel were very happy to come back this year. And basically, when we had to shut down in 2020, you know, we said we'll see you next year, and next year didn't happen in 2021. And they were still had us on books for the next following year. So we pretty much have everybody coming back, and it looks like it's going to be a great rodeo. And one thing about it, as I can go into a little bit, is it did go on after we got canceled here in California. They did have to move the NFR in 2020 to Texas because of all the shutdowns and whatnot and restrictions we had in Nevada. And last year they were successful to be able to bring it back to Las Vegas. But the amount of rodeos that they were able to even have in 2021 was cut way back. It looks like 2022 is going to be wide open.
You know, I'll go back over to Steve Zielinski, and we could probably do a whole half-hour Motherload View show on the history of the Motherload Roundup, but what would you say are some of kind of the main points looking back at the history of the posse and the event?
Well, I'm probably not the best person to go through all of this, but I know it goes back to the early 1900s is when the rodeos started happening, they started decorating Washington Street for the different parades and things like that. There was a kiddie parade. It was called the Gold Parade. Now the parade is the second largest parade to the Rose Parade in California. The posse pretty much started in 1947 with eight people involved. There were Bill West Sr., Bill Warren, Babe Mahone, Joe Martin Sr., Miller Sardala, Bill Fahey, and George Pitts, and Marion Sanguinetti. So they wanted to set up a posse that would promote our Western heritage in the county, and it was going to be a working posse. And so in 1948, that kind of came to fruition, and they started the posse. And in 1991, we actually acquired the posse grounds, and which we have today, which we hold all of our events on. So that's kind of in a nutshell the brief history, and some of the old-timers will probably give you a little more detail than I could.
That's a good recap. You know, Audie Archer, what is kind of the status of the posse today, and is Sheriff Bill Pooley still involved?
Yes, our president, Sheriff Bill Pooley, he's involved. He keeps us all in line. We definitely like having him on board. He's been great, and trying to keep everything going again, keep everything up to par, but we do have some exciting events coming up, and one of them was going to be our Great Steak Barbecue this Saturday at the Posse Grounds, and we're going to do our queen personality, our queen contestant personality that day at 2 o'clock, dinner's at 3, then we have live music at 7, and it's a steak dinner, and we got chicken in a barrel, so that'd be a nice event to come out to. Kids under 12 can have a hot dog, eat for free. So it'll be one of those nice events. Then Saturday, April 30th, we have the Queen Contest Horsemanship at the Posse Grounds at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And then, of course, on the Thursday, May 5th, we have the Calcutta, and we'll have the Queen Coronation that night. It starts at 5, where we pick our queen. And then, of course, the rodeo starts Saturday, May 7th the parade, May 7th on Saturday at 10, the parade will start. Then, of course, the rodeo grand entry will start at 2 o'clock at the fairgrounds.
Then the queen coronation on the same night as the Calcutta, that's a new thing this year, correct?
Yeah, we changed the queen up a little bit, try to make it a little shorter and easier for our queen contestants, because it really, when you have young women wanting to do this, and we're excited to have them, but when they're working or going to school, and we just try to make it a little easier on them where we can kind of make it a little more simpler, not so stressful for a lot of them, you know. So that's why we're doing it on the Calcutta, and it's a good night to have it, because we do our auctions for our teams for our Calcutta that night, and I think it'll be a great evening.
And then the Queen Coronation, do you have quite a bit of interest this year from Queen candidates?
Yeah, we have 4 Queen candidates. Let's see here.
That's pretty good turnout.
Can't forget Raina Rogers. She's been great. She's been with us since 2019. Raina has been our queen from 2019 to 2021, and she's just been great. And you know, to have one that's the only queen that we've ever had that long because of our shutdown, she hung in there and still went to different rodeos and different parades, different counties, and honored our county, and really went out there and supported our county for other people. But our queen candidates is Caitlin Rumsey, Beaumont Lee Cook, and she goes by Bo. And then we got Macy Ann, Leota. See if I said it right. Sorry, Macy, if I didn't. But then we got Kendall Castle for Queen contestants, and they'll be all out selling rodeo tickets. So anybody needs tickets, those are the girls you want to go after and get some rodeo tickets from. The other thing I like to honor is, of course, we have Steve Selinsky here. He was our grand marshal in 2020. And we, of course, we got shut down April 27th. So then our top hand was John and Frida Barrows from Barrows Restaurant. They were our top hand for 2020. And then in this year, 2022, we got Bob Brennan for our grand marshal. Then we got Arthur Smith for the top hand. And great businessman in town here. He's retiring, and we want to honor him because he's been a great, great help for our posse and with sponsorships and stuff. And then I like to honor the Mother of the Year. Margaret Ager was 2020 Mother of the Year. And then 2021, we want to keep the Mother of the Year going. So we have Kathy Kyle for 2021. And then for 2022, this year, we have Tina Randy for Mother of the Year.
Very good. We need to take a quick break. We're talking with a group from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse on this weekend's Motherload Views, previewing the upcoming Motherload Roundup. We're joined in studio by Audie Archer, Steve Zielinski, and Dan Dernal. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Roundup, of course, held annually on the Mother's Day holiday weekend, and it's been off for a couple years, but coming back this year. We'll be back with our second segment in just a minute.